When you start working as a developer, one of the most important professional habits you need to build from day one is the test commit cycle. This practice is not optional or reserved for experienced developers. It is a fundamental discipline that separates a professional developer from someone who simply writes code. In the context of your journey so far, you have already learned what Git is, how to create branches, how to use a gitignore file, and how to think about your development environment. The test commit cycle is the natural next step. It is the rhythm at which you work every day. The core idea is simple. You write a small piece of code, you test it to make sure it works, and then you commit it to your Git repository. Then you repeat. This loop, write, test, commit, is the heartbeat of professional software development. Let us break it down in detail and understand why each step matters. What does small iteration mean in practice? An iteration is one complete pass through the write test commit loop. A small iteration means that you deliberately limit the amount of code you write before you stop to test and commit. Instead of writing hundreds of lines of code and then checking if everything works, you write maybe 5 to 20 lines, verify that this specific piece does what you expect, and then save your progress with a commit. For example, imagine you are building a navigation bar in HTML and CSS. A small iteration approach would look like this. First, you write the HTML structure of the navigation bar only, the list, the links, the container. You open your browser, you check that the structure appears correctly, even without any styling. Then you commit with a message like add HTML structure for navigation bar. Next, you add the basic CSS styling, background color, font size, layout. You check in the browser again. Everything looks right. You commit again, add base styles for navigation bar. Then you handle the hover effects. Test. Commit, add hover effect to navigation links. This is the small iteration approach in action. Compare this to the alternative. You write all the HTML and all the CSS at once, including hover effects, responsive behavior, and custom animations. Then you open the browser and nothing looks right. Now you have to debug potentially dozens of lines at once, with no idea where the problem started. This is the trap that beginners fall into, and it wastes enormous amounts of time. Why small iterations protect you from complexity? Every time you test after writing a small piece of code, you are isolating the scope of any potential bug. If something breaks after you added only 10 lines, you know the problem is somewhere in those 10 lines. This drastically reduces the time spent debugging. You already practiced debugging with DevTools, and you learned a step-by-step debugging method. The test commit cycle makes debugging even more manageable, because you never let errors accumulate silently. Small iterations also protect your mental model of the code. When you work in large blocks, your brain has to track dozens of moving parts at once. When you work in small steps, you always have a clear picture of what the current state of your code is, what you just changed, and what you're about to change. This clarity is essential as the complexity of projects grows. What makes a good commit? A commit is not just a backup, it is a meaningful snapshot of your project at a specific moment in its evolution. A good commit follows three rules. First, a good commit is atomic. This means it contains one logical change and one logical change only. Add the login form HTML structure is atomic. Add login form, fix a CSS bug, change the page title, and remove an old file is not atomic. When commits are atomic, you can understand the history of your project just by reading the commit messages, and you can reverse a specific change without affecting everything else. Second, a good commit message is explicit and written in the imperative form. Rather than writing some changes or fix stuff, you write fix alignment bug in the footer on mobile screens or add form validation for the email input field. A good commit message should tell any other developer, or your future self, exactly what changed and why, without needing to look at the code. Third, a good commit is made at a stable point. You should only commit code that works, or at least code that is in a coherent state. Committing broken code is acceptable sometimes, for example, when you are saving your work before trying a risky change, but it should be intentional and clearly marked in the commit message. For example, work in progress, form not yet functional. The testing step. What does testing mean at this stage? At this point in your learning path, testing means manual verification. You make a change, you open your project in the browser, you interact with it, and you confirm with your own eyes that it behaves as expected. This is not automated testing. That is a more advanced concept you will encounter later in the course when you reach unit tests and continuous integration. For now, testing means, does my code do what I intended it to do? Are there any visible errors in the browser console? Does the layout look correct? Do the links work? The dev tools you have already used are your primary testing tool at this stage. Open the console, check for errors. Use the inspector to verify that your HTML elements are structured correctly. Use the network panel if something is not loading. Testing is not passive, It requires you to actively look for problems rather than simply hoping there are none. How often should you commit? A common question from beginners is, how often is too often or not often enough? The honest answer is that there is no perfect frequency, but a good rule of thumb is, commit whenever you have completed one small, coherent piece of work that you would not want to lose and that you could clearly describe in one sentence. In practical terms, this often means committing every 15 to 30 minutes during an active work session. Some developers commit even more frequently. What you want to avoid is going an entire afternoon without a single commit, because if something breaks, or if you realize you went in the wrong direction, you may have to throw away hours of work with no way to recover. The relationship between branches and the test commit cycle. You have already learned about the concept of branches in Git. Branches and the test commit cycle work together. When you start a new feature or experiment, you create a new branch. Then, on that branch, you follow the test commit cycle at your normal pace. When the feature is complete and tested, you merge the branch back into your main branch. This way, your main branch always contains stable, tested, committed code, while your feature branch contains your current work in progress. For example, if you are working on a static site project, similar to the mini project you completed, you might create a branch called Add Contact Form. On that branch, you iterate, add the HTML form, test, commit, add the CSS, test, commit, add the client-side validation, test, commit. Once everything works, you merge into main. Your main branch stays clean and functional at all times. Common mistakes to avoid. There are several recurring mistakes that beginners make with the test commit cycle. The first mistake is committing too rarely. This usually happens when a developer forgets to commit until the end of the day and then tries to write a single commit message that summarizes 6 hours of work. This defeats the purpose of version control entirely. The second mistake is committing without testing first. If you commit code that you have not verified, you are recording broken code into your history. Later, when you try to understand what went wrong, you will not be able to trust your commit history. The third mistake is writing vague commit messages. Messages like update, fix, or changes are useless. Treat your commit messages as professional documentation, because that is exactly what they are. The fourth mistake is trying to make each commit perfect before committing. Some beginners hesitate to commit because they feel the code is not clean enough yet. This is a perfectionism trap. Commit working code, then improve it in the next iteration. Progress beats perfection in professional development. Why this habit matters for your future as a full-stack developer. As you progress through this course, you will build increasingly complex applications involving JavaScript, server-side logic with Node.js, databases, and deployment pipelines. In all of these contexts, the test commit cycle remains the foundation of a healthy workflow. In professional teams, your commit history is visible to your colleagues and your team lead. A clean, frequent, well-described commit history demonstrates technical professionalism and makes collaboration significantly easier. In a continuous integration and continuous delivery pipeline, which you will encounter later in the course, automated systems read your commit history, run tests automatically when you push code, and sometimes deploy your application automatically when a commit passes all checks. If your commit history is chaotic and your code is untested, these systems cannot help you. If your history is clean and iterative, these systems multiply your productivity. The test commit cycle is not just a Git technique, it is a mindset. It is the developer's way of working with intention, discipline, and respect for the craft, and for the other people who will read, maintain, and build upon your code.